Joining us over the phone today for our monthly update from the Wyoming Game and Fish Department is Director Brian Nesvik. And, well, Director, it's wintry over on our side, well over a foot of snow here in Lincoln County. Casper, almost 2.5 feet, and sounds like the southeast corner got hit pretty hard too, huh?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's an unprecedented winter. It's certainly, at scale across the state, it's something bigger than I think I remember seeing.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, we've been kind of talking this morning. If you think the winter's been hard on us humans, just imagine what the big game is. And I understand and realize that Western Wyoming especially has been having some real struggles, partly because of winter and partly because of disease. Maybe just update us on where things are at with our big game on this side.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have, we're able to monitor pretty closely the survival of Wyoming range deer because we've got several radio collars on them and we can get real-time information. And what we know from that is that, you know, we've lost nearly all of the fawn crop, mule deer fawn crop from this past year in the Wyoming range. I suspect that some of the affected deer herds close to, you know, Lincoln and Sublette counties, other herds probably affected in a similar way because the conditions are similar. We know that we've lost as many as 40 to maybe even 50% of our adults in the Wyoming range herd. And then for pronghorn over in around Pinedale, it's a fairly new thing. We first discovered this kind of pneumonia in pronghorn in 2019, and certainly haven't ever seen it over in Pinedale. And anyway, it's killed hundreds of pronghorn. It's been focused mainly around Pinedale, but we've also detected some positive animals down just north of Rock Springs. So pretty tough winter. Mother Nature can be absolutely brutal.
So when you talk about this and the impact it's having, what does this mean long term for the health and the strength of these herds?
Well, long term, there's a silver lining with all this moisture. A lot of the state has been in some pretty significant drought for the last couple of years. This is certainly going to help break that drought. It's going to be very productive for shrubs and forbs on the summer ranges for mule deer and pronghorn. It's going to be, you know, there's some silver lining, like I said, good for habitat long term. But it's going to take a while for these herds to recover. It's going to take a couple years of good production. The good news is that our big game herds have been resilient through winters like this for long before we were here, for centuries now, and they are able to recover fairly quickly. They have high reproductive rates and so a couple of good years and we could be working our way back up towards objectives for those herds.
Okay. So in the short term, does this have any impact on, you talk about 100% mortality rate. That's as far as the fawn crop, that's just incredible. So what does that mean short term? Does that impact hunting and outdoor recreation, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it's absolutely going to affect hunting seasons in many areas of the state. Extremely conservative seasons, probably more conservative than most folks have seen before. We're going to evaluate this right up until the time the commission sets seasons, and we won't make final decisions till then because we're going to continue to monitor this winter and how long it hangs on. And but it is going to be there's going to be a lot less hunting opportunity this coming fall and probably the fall after that as well. The good news is that, you know, we don't hunt, we're not harvesting and with mule deer, does over in that part of the state. And they're obviously the reproductive part of the population. So harvest of a few bucks will be fine. It doesn't have a population level impact. And I think that there will be some hunting opportunity. It just won't be very much.
Director Brian Nesvik with Wyoming Game and Fish on the air with us today. Director, let's kind of go back and talk about this disease outbreak that you've mentioned in the pronghorn and the impact that's having. What do you mentioned it's kind of new, it's kind of rare, and it hasn't been seen here much before, if ever before. So what do you know about this, and what's the concern for that long term? Is this something that could begin to become an annual thing?
Well, what we know about it is we don't know a lot, but what we do know is that the disease effects are exacerbated when you have a winter like this. The winter conditions put deer in a more weakened state, and so the bacteria can affect them and have higher rates of mortality. The first place we saw it was actually in Gillette in 2019, and you know, it didn't reoccur there after that outbreak in 2019. So, you know, I think that there's a good chance that this is a, you know, this winter kind of a situation, but we're going to do a lot of strain analysis is what it's called. It takes about 6 months, but we're going to look and try to figure out, learn a little bit more about this disease. We don't know where it came from. We don't know if the animals already had it and that it was not, you know, that it just had never affected them because they hadn't had this kind of harsh conditions, or we don't know much, but we're going to take this opportunity to learn as much as we can.
All right. Well, Director, anything else regarding the mule deer and the pronghorn population you'd like to mention today?
No, I think, you know, folks, I know folks are very concerned. You probably saw that we did a town hall over in Pinedale last week, and I certainly am with folks that have a lot of concern about this, but these animals are resilient, and I'm optimistic that we're going to be able to recover from this in the next couple of years.
Director Brian Nesbitt, Wyoming Game and Fish on the Weekday Wake Up today. Director, anything else happening in the Game and Fish that you wanted to mention while we have you?
Well, this is pretty much dominated most of our activity here for the last little bit, so that's probably it this morning, Duke.
Got it. Okay, well, Director, thank you so much for your time, and hopefully better news next time we talk.